Welcome to the CEO Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Ali Awad, the one and only CEO Lawyer. And today we're going to talk about how to build a brand and protect it. We're going to go right into it. There are four things that you need to know when building a brand. It's deciding on the name, making sure you have a good content approach, figuring out the strategy to grow that brand, and finally protecting all of those assets. So let's start with the name first. How do you come up with a name for your brand? Let's talk about CEO Lawyer. How did I come up with the CEO Lawyer name? Well, I'll tell you this, it never was supposed to be CEO Lawyer the way I envisioned it today. It was supposed to be just a way for me to express the stuff that I like on Instagram. The name of my page was Power Moves when I first started. This was back in 2016. I wanted to create an Instagram page to talk about the different boss moves and power moves that you could have as an entrepreneur. And I realized that Power Moves was actually already taken. So I used Power Moves Inc., like Power Moves Incorporated. I'm like, Power Moves Incorporated doesn't really sound that cool. And so I'm like, what is this page really about? Well, it's about being a CEO. And what am I going to be really talking about? Well, I'm probably going to be talking about myself as an entrepreneur and as a lawyer. So I decided on the name CEO Lawyer. At that time, there was no one that was really doing any sort of legal advertising and legal influence on social media. So I basically created the category for legal influencers on social media. Immediately, I reserved all of the domains on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, everything. Actually, there's a story about how I didn't have the Facebook name for a while. It was owned by this Korean guy named CEO, and he owned CEO Lawyer. So I had to be the CEO Lawyer on Facebook for like 4 years. We finally got that fixed. And then I made sure to trademark the name to protect it so no one else could reserve that handle. And then I started looking at the domains, but that's where I messed up. This CEOLawyer.com was available for like $1,000. And I thought it was a ripoff. I'm like, man, I don't want to spend $1,000 on this name. I'll come up with something later. Well, someone ended up buying that name and gouging me and sold it to me about a year or two down the road. I had to pay a lot more for it. I'm really happy that I eventually got it and didn't wait for someone else who was really, really aggressive or just didn't want to sell it to me, like Nissan. Not sure if you know this, but Nissan doesn't actually own the Nissan.com domain. If you're looking at Nissan vehicles, in order to access Nissan's website, you have to go to Nissan-USA.com. If you go to Nissan.com, it's some sort of troll that just puts on a bunch of like cartoons and other stuff. I forgot what it was. I think it's like anime, but it's not what you would expect from a Nissan car dealership and or car manufacturer. So I didn't want that Nissan situation. So anyway, after you pick out a name, you have to just think about, is this a name that I can grow and evolve into? I always think about Kid Rock. This guy is like 60, 70 years old now, and he's still called Kid Rock. So it's like, do I really want to be a kid at that point in the game? No. Do I want to be known as like the young hustler? No. Do I want to be Lil Wayne when I'm 40 years old? No, I don't want to be Lil anymore. I want to be normal. So I figured out CEO Lawyer is a good name that I can grow into and evolve into. And then the last thing that I focused on is, what's the income capacity or ceiling for this specific field, name, brand? Is this something that I could see an unlimited capacity for income in the future, or am I limiting myself? With the CEO Lawyer name, it's not like I'm saying, I'm your Dalton, Georgia personal injury car accident attorney. There's only like 45,000 people in Dalton, including the sheep, right? And it's not like I could really expand much further outside of that domain if I focused on just Dalton, Georgia, where I'm from. So I didn't even call myself a Georgia injury lawyer because I felt like I could have a national presence and I wanted to have Spanish content, Arabic content, talk about travels and entrepreneurship. So I didn't want to limit myself as just an injury lawyer. And that's why CEO Lawyer was a good fit for me. So if you're thinking about how you want to come up with a name or a brand for yourself, make sure that it's something you can grow into. Make sure it's something that has an unlimited potential. And it's something that you can actually reserve. Like you can actually get all of the domains and it's not something that's already been taken by someone else. The next thing you want to focus on is your content. Is this something? Is this a brand? Is this a business that I can speak on extemporaneously meaning ad nauseum. I can keep going and going and going without any notes, without any preparation, without any, you know, outline, and still be passionate about the subject. For me, I can talk about business, money, travel, entrepreneurship, law. I can talk about that all day and night and never get tired of it. So I love it. And that's why CEO Lawyer works for me. But if I branded myself as, you know, the football kid, right? And I only liked football as a fad. I know some people are crazy about football and it might work for them. But if I branded myself as the football kid, I would probably feel like I'm not in tune with this brand. I don't really, really believe in it. And so the content has to be about, the content needs to be something where you can talk about it extemporaneously or write about it extemporaneously or even get on audio shows or other media for content without ever feeling like you're going to run out of things to say. So that's really important. The other thing that you really need to pay attention to is, am I passionate about this subject? Like, do I actually like it? Is it something that I can eat, sleep, and breathe? And without it, I just can't function. And that's how I feel about entrepreneurship and law. I genuinely feel like this is my calling and I can do this for the next 50 years and I'm A-okay. I found it. I love it. I wanna be here. So make sure that you can create an unlimited amount of content around that brand. And if you feel like you're limited, maybe you're not an expert on it. And it's okay to not be an expert now, but make sure your heart is in it, like you want to become an expert. When I created the CEO Lawyer brand, I wasn't really a CEO because I had no other employees, and I was barely a lawyer because I had just graduated a year before. So I knew that I wanted to become a CEO lawyer, but I wasn't quite there yet. And the brand kind of evolved and took on its own. And now we have the CEO Lawyer Summit, the CEO Lawyer Academy, the CEO Media, the CEO Consulting. And the brand has kind of grown and evolved over time. So if you pick a name that's too small, you might actually be limited by the content that you can create with that name. That's why the name and the content are two separate categories, both equally important. The third thing you want to focus on is the strategy. What's your social media strategy, or what's your marketing strategy, or what's your branding strategy? You could go all in on just swag. You can say, you know what, I'm gonna be the king of swag, and every single person I sign, I'm not gonna do any form of advertising, just word of mouth, but every single person is gonna have the coolest freaking swag ever. We're gonna send a $100 box of goodies with a hoodie, shirt, headphones, mugs, everything, and that's how we're going to market, because everyone is gonna talk about it. And it's like, well, you could be the king of swag and that could be your name and your username on social. And you don't have to spend as much money on client acquisition and digital branding and SEO and PPC and all these other campaigns. But for me, the strategy was focusing on one platform and dominating it. That's why in 2016, I decided to focus just on Instagram. And I spent about 4 or 5 years really building up that Instagram following. And that started spreading into other platforms, spreading into TikTok, spreading into YouTube, spreading into Facebook, spreading into Twitter. And that's why I have a few followers on each platform, but I can kind of grow and evolve into each individual platform. Your focus should be on one. Don't try to become an expert on every single platform or in every type of media. You're gonna run out of money, you're gonna run out of energy, you're gonna run out of time very quickly. So focus on one platform. Doesn't matter which one it is. It should be the one that you can play into your strengths with. So if you're great at writing, maybe focus on LinkedIn and do articles and blogs. If you're great on audio, put together a podcast. Or if you have a face for radio, then do an audio show. If you love being on video, TikTok and YouTube are your platforms. Instagram has evolved over the years, but it's definitely a pay-to-play platform now. If you create good content, make sure you put a little bit of money behind it, and that's enough for people to see your brand over and over and over again. Finally, you should focus on protecting your brand. And this is just as important as the brand itself, because there's no point in building a name for yourself, spending all your time and energy into it, and then realizing that you don't even own the rights to it. There are three main ways to protect your brand. The first way is to reserve all the social media handles. Instagram, Facebook, Parler, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, Indeed, every single platform you could possibly think of, make sure you reserve that social handle. You can also reserve variations of that handle, like the CEO lawyer or CEO lawyers. Then you want to reserve the domain, the website. A lot of times these websites are unavailable. You have to decide whether it's worth it to go ahead and buy and own that name, or if it's already used up to where it's not even worth you pursuing. I'm going to go back to this Nissan example, where Nissan has this huge international, globally recognized brand for car manufacturing, but they don't even own Nissan.com. So did that mean that Nissan was just like, okay, well, we just need to change the name of our company to Nassen instead of Nissan? No, they didn't do that. They decided, we're just going to stick with Nissan USA, and it is what it is. You might have to make that decision. Owning the domain has nothing to do with owning the brand. Owning the brand is all about trademarking and doing the intellectual property protection of your brand. Trademark, copyright, patent. So when it comes to trademarking, basically you have to hire a patent attorney, or you can figure out how to do this yourself if you're really savvy, but you basically have to file your trademark with the US Patent and Trademark Office, the USPTO. And then they will issue you a temporary patent or a patent pending or a trademark pending on either the brand or the mark itself or both. So we have CEO lawyer protected, we have the CEO lawyer logo protected, and we also have variations of my brand with Awad of Money, with Ali Awad Law, so we protected it like in every possible way. The thing you need to know about trademark is that it can still be contested even after you get a trademark issued. The USPTO sometimes makes mistakes. They think that they're going to do their absolute best to make sure that no one else has that brand, but it doesn't mean that another company can't come in and compete with you. There's a 5-year rule in the patent and trademark world. After a trademark has been in use and been trademarked for 5 years, then it becomes uncontestable, meaning no one can contest that mark anymore. And a lot of times, if there's a big company out there that's already using that same brand, they're going to contest it, they're going to fight you on it, and you're probably going to lose. So make sure you've got your brand protected. All the social media handles is usually easy, it costs you nothing. The website's a little bit tougher, it costs you a little bit more money. Sometimes it's impossible to get because someone else bought the site and they don't want to sell it to you. And finally, trademark, protecting your brand. The trademark is one of the most important things when you're expanding and growing your brand. Why? Because a different competitor can come in and use that same name and beat you out of your own name. It's not the end of the world if you built a very big company and you don't have the brand protected, but it is very difficult to overcome when someone else buys your brand and they start leveraging all of the goodwill and effort that you already put in to bring awareness and income for themselves. So those are the 4 things that I recommend for building a brand and protecting it. I hope this video has helped kind of shed some light on the entire strategy. I'm attorney Ali Awad, the CEO lawyer. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you all next time.